Not gonna lie, next time.
Hey, this is Erin Moran from A Girl Called Eddie, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Crisafulli Brothers Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, Upstate New York's home services company since 1993. Red Carpet Service and Solutions. For more information, visit CRISBRO.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Friedman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Friedman Gallery.
Do you like a little ukulele? Ukuleles Unleashed is broadcast live from the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill. Carmen Borgia hosts the live segment, and John Sturman spins the finest ukulele music from every nook and cranny of our crazy old earth. So, if you're like me and you like a little ukulele, tune in to Ukuleles Unleashed on WGXC 90.7 FM the third Tuesday of every month from 8 to 10 p.m. or find us later in the archive at WGXC.org. Hear Ukuleles Unleashed Tuesday, April 16th from 8 to 10 p.m.
You're listening to Wireless Reconnaissance, Broadcast Surveillance, Transmission Art, and more, Saturdays on WGXC 90.7 FM, Creative Community Radio.
I did.
He reigns forevermore. Glory be to God. That was Mighty Strong God by Sister Stephanie Summers. And this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, on WDXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is The Bright Side, and it's right here with me on WDXC. Not here alone, not by myself. Oh, no. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost got a hold of me. And on our audio extraordinaire, audio engineer, Mr. Martin Randall of Martin AV Services. How are you this day, Brother Randall?
I am doing well. Long night, but you know, even with the news of what's happening in the world, this is the place to be to get hope and inspiration and enlightenment. Welcome, Bright Side listeners.
Amen to that. Hallelujah. And that's definitely the right attitude, perspective, is that God has the perspective on the whole situation. He has not hidden it from us. He reveals it to us through his word. We certainly pray for those who are in the war-torn nations around the world, even the attack on Israel yesterday. No matter what people think, no matter what people say, no matter how people may feel, the word of God for us who believe it in the Holy Scriptures said that God revealed himself as the one God, the monotheistic God, in a time when there was and it's still a pagan, and there's still polytheistic religions and beliefs. But in the Holy Scripture, hallelujah, where Jesus said that the volume of the book is written about him, it tells us that God revealed himself to a people that he called Israel, hallelujah, and that he made a covenant with them, beloved, and hallelujah, was signed, sealed, and delivered, hallelujah, in blood. That covenant is not broken. Hallelujah. And so praise be to God. We pray for Israel. The word of God tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. It also tells us in the word of God, there'd be a time when people all around the world would come up against Israel and that he would show himself strong and mighty for Israel. There are those who don't believe that. And so we see the wars and the rumors of wars that we see, but we are believing and praying. We certainly pray for wisdom for our world leaders. Hallelujah. And we come against egomaniacs in the name of Jesus. And we just pray. We pray for a minimal injury and minimal losses of life. And we thank God for the advancements in our defense systems. Praise the Lord. And for good allies and friends. Amen. We pray. Hallelujah. Ah, God, we thank you, Lord. We do remember our brothers and sisters all over the world, God, that are in less fortunate situations than we are right here, right now. Father, we think about those who are being tortured and tormented, oh God, by warlords and gang lords, and Lord, in the name of Jesus, places where it doesn't make the headlines or the nightly news, oh God. We remember our brothers and sisters in Central America, South America, God, in Haiti, God. We remember our brothers and sisters in Africa, God, in the nations of Africa, that they have war going on, civil war, God, and hallelujah, where they have unrest, God, and warlords and gang lords. We pray, oh God, where people are dying even now. Oh God, we pray, oh God, for those who are in the war in Ukraine, God, in the name of Jesus, against Russia, God, and in Israel with Hamas and Iran, God. We pray, Father, hallelujah. God, we are not ignorant of your word or of the adversary's devices. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus, you said that we could have life and have it more abundantly. But Lord, we have a choice to choose. We have a road to take, a course, oh God, hallelujah, in order to get, oh God, to that place of benefit and blessing. And unfortunately, we live in a time, a culture, and a society, oh God, that have turned away, walked away, God, not taking you at your word or taking you seriously, not been sincere, oh God, in being your children. We pray, oh God, for return. We pray, oh God, for, hallelujah, repentance. We pray, oh God, for the remnant in these end times to be growing, expansion, exponentially more people come into the ark of safety. Father, I thank you that there are no bombs bursting in our air, no bullets flying over our heads, no troops or tanks marching in our streets. And Father, we pray for your grace to continue to shed upon America and let it ever be so. Father, we thank you as we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen, beloved. Yes, beloved, we do. Hallelujah. We sorrow as those who sorrow. Praise the Lord. We rejoice as those who rejoice. So let us, amen, be mindful of that and do what we can to ease somebody's pain and somebody's suffering. Give some hope and some encouragement as you go along the way. It goes a long way. It goes a long way. We've got some music to lift the spirit and to put our minds on Jesus today. Mary's Song by Tasha Cobbs. Look No Further by Sister Evie. Changing Your Story, Jekyll and Carr. God's Got a Blessing, Norman Hutchins. Good God Problems, Maverick City, featuring Chandler Moore. And Sing Hallelujah, Amen by Nathaniel Bassey. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Six songs with 27 minutes of music back to back. All right. Be blessed, beloved. Hallelujah. Sing, pat your feet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For things as good as they are for us, and that God, through his goodness, can bless us to be a blessing to somebody else. Here we go. Let the music play. Mary's Song. Amen.
This is where I wanna be. Your presence here is everything, Jesus. Oh, you have always been enough. From you,
Jesus, speak.
stay here in the presence of Jesus. Oh, you have always been enough. I'm captivated. Stay here forever. I'll stay here forever.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna move. I'll stay here forever. There's nothing more important. I'll stay here forever. There's nothing more important to me. Gonna sit here at your feet.
Stay here forever.
I receive instruction.
Stay here forever.
Gonna stay right here.
Thank you.
you to look at somebody as a matter of fact. Grab the hand of the person you're standing next to and lift your hand in the air. That's it, lift your hand in the air. I don't know what the enemy has been using against you to keep you from being what God wants you to be. But I came to tell somebody that that's about to change. I speak to everything that's been holding you captive, and I command it to let you go, to let you go. Lift your voice and say, God is changing our story. God is changing our. God is changing our. I know what it looked like before. I know what it felt like before. But he's releasing healing right now. He's releasing healing.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test. It won't last always. So get ready.
Get ready.
For your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your miracle.
For your miracle.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your miracle.
For your miracle.
Listen. Hurting deep down inside. Let me encourage you. It's gonna be alright. Troubles and trials come to make you strong. Keep on believing. You keep holding on. Get ready.
Get ready.
For your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your miracle.
For your miracle.
And you're listening to WGXP 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your Overcoming Ministries perpetual optimist. Yes, beloved, there's a bright side in the midst of all that's going on. The light still casts out the darkness. Amen. So stay right here with us. Amen. On WGXP, where there's a bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WBXC. Listener supported radio for open ears. Get ready. God's got a blessing. God's got a blessing and a miracle waiting on you. We've got a couple more songs back to back, and I'll come back after that with my spiritual social commentary for today.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Everybody.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing. You say God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on. Everybody say God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on, Jay. God's got a blessing.
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 With your name.
With my name on it.
just some problems only God can fix. There'll be some moments that just don't make sense. I've seen it happen time and time again. There's just some problems only God can fix. Oh,
there's just some battles, hey, flesh and blood can't win. Yeah. There'll be some moments that just don't make sense. I can't see it now, but I'm still convinced that there's just some problems only God can fix. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living, Spirit of the living God. Not my battle, not my fight, but by the Spirit of the living, Spirit of the living God.
Thank you. a chorus to our King, the one who was at ease, who was at ease to come, and every eye will see the glory of our King. Forever we will sing this song of victory. Na, na, na. We sing a chorus.
We give you glory. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 And it is so. We give you glory. Let it be said. Let it be so. We give you glory, God. It is not we who have made us. Hallelujah. We could not make ourselves. We saw the glory and the wonders of your awesomeness, Lord, on this past week, when the eclipse of the sun by the moon was shown all across the Americas. Lord, we give you praise and we give you thanks, Lord. Lord, we didn't have to wait for an eclipse. We can look out at nature. We can look at the vastness and the depths of the ocean, God. We can look at the multiplicity of the species, Lord, of plant life and bird life and sea life, God. And Lord, the various shapes and sizes and colors and textures of humans, oh God. We marvel, God, in your awesomeness and the awesomeness of your creation, God. And so we join with angels and our angels and we say, glory, glory, hallelujah, 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 amen and amen. Are you with me, beloved? Hallelujah. Right where you are, you can say hallelujah to the Lord. You can agree and say amen. It is so. Well, beloved, I was at a women's conference over the weekend, Thursday to yesterday in Connecticut. 900 women, faiths, different denominations, different churches, from different places, some from across the sea, some from across the nation, some from across the state. And it was just a powerful move of God. The theme of the conference was in God's hands, in God's hands. And how many of you remember, if you were fortunate enough, in my opinion, to go to Sunday school as a child, you know, being introduced to Vacation Bible School or Bible camps or whatever, and Christian camps, and praise the Lord, you heard the song, He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, sister, in his hands. He's got you and me, brother. In his hands, he's got everybody here. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. Yes, beloved, we remember that song, right? You know, there's also another scripture that says it's a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. Amen. We want to, praise the Lord, find ourselves in the loving arms, safe in the arms of our God, right? So we thank God for being in God's hands. Hallelujah. There is a blessed assurance, beloved, that rests in our souls when we know that God's got me. God's got me. I don't have time to tell my story or other stories I know where it just looked like it was impossible. The odds were stacked up against us. The more month and money, bills and tragedies and calamities and all these other kind of things, and things would have taken us out of our mind or taken us out of this world, but for the fact that we were in God's hands. Amen. Beloved, as you are watching what's going on in the news, what happened in Australia, we remember and think about them, the families that were impacted by the deranged person who the adversary got a hold of. The word of God in John 10 tells us, and elsewhere tells us, that the adversary comes to kill, steal, and destroy. If you have murder, if you have stealing, it's the work destruction. Hallelujah. It's an enemy of God, and man is behind it. Come on here, somebody. Some people say, oh, religion is behind it. No, it's the devil that's behind us, the hater of God and of man, beloved. Hallelujah. So, but be in God's hands. That's the place where we want to be. Listen, I want to share just a couple of thoughts, praise the Lord. And I'm looking at Psalm number 122, which talks about a prayer for the peace of Jerusalem. Some people, you know, they have issue with America standing by Israel, or the allies even standing by Israel. Hallelujah. And, you know, none of us have all knowledge and all wisdom of all things, right? None of us are perfect, okay? You have atheists that do horrific things. You have agnostics that do bad things. You have, you know, whatever denomination or non-denomination that you may think of. Hallelujah. So let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. All wars are because of religion, or most wars are. No, beloved, amen. Most wars are caused by people who are being used to kill, steal, and destroy. Most wars are done because people are trying to get resources. They're trying to get land and expansion. They're trying to subjugate people so that they can have more workforce, more workers, and even underpaid and exploited workers. Okay? Hallelujah. Yes, there are some who think they're on a holy mission. Praise be to God. But most of the time, the wars are, you know, spats between men who don't find other ways to make solutions happen. When the Allies, you know, after the Holocaust, and, you know, they gave this land that is called Israel, hallelujah, back to the Jewish people, it was based on thousands of years of history. Praise be to God. Thousands of years of history. And when we look at biblical history, we see that there were many times that Israel had to fight for their place. Not only did they have to fight for their place, but there were times when God's judgment and justice demanded that they have to deal with the consequences of their rebellion against God, or their following other gods and incurring the wrath of God. But many, many times when nations tried to overtake them, overrun them, they would prevail. All right. Unless the hand of God said otherwise, they would prevail. Praise be to God. And so when we have the understanding of biblical or Hebrew understanding about their history and who they are, you know, they're not afraid of a fight. They don't mind a fight. They, you know, this is their history. This is their legacy. This is their founding and their sustaining. Amen. And so, hallelujah. It is when, you know, we allow each other to live and to coexist. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Rather than trying to subjugate and trying to destroy and trying to annihilate. Because people don't believe as we, they don't believe we have a right to exist. They don't believe we have a right to be free. Amen. And so that's from my opinion. It's not the opinion of station management. It's not, you know, but this is what I glean from the word of God and from the spirit of God, that, you know, Israel has often faced these battles, and sometimes they were defeated, but many, many more times they were able to conquer. And God, in addition, promises that, yes, that tells us in the word that there will be a time when many nations, all the nations actually, will come against Israel, and that there will be some loss and there will be some devastation. But then God is going to rise up and fight for Israel. Will we be here to see all of this unfold? We might be. I'm not sure. But the Allies in America, the United States, they take this position to stand with Israel. And from what I understand, it comes back to our Judeo-Christian understanding of Israel and the relationship between Israel and God, the creator of the universe. In Psalm 122, I want to read from verse 6. I was going to read the whole thing, but in verse 6, it says, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee." Amen. I will now say, peace be within thee. So when we look at the context of the scriptures and the promise and of God that those who pray for the peace of Jerusalem, those who love people of God, the first people to have the message of the monotheism of God, those who stand with her, God will bless. Amen. God will bless. Hallelujah. And so, amen, we are praying for resolution. We are praying, hallelujah, for the willingness of her enemies to understand that, you know, they have a right to exist. Praise be to God. That there is lands and there are, you know, I mean, this is one nation that is a nation for Jewish people. There are many countries that have a Muslim faith, Christian faith, you know, polytheism, you know, but this is one piece of land that is for the Jewish people. And it was a land that was given to the Jewish people in a promise of God millenniums ago. So as we see these things unfolding, as I said on last Sunday in the scriptures where it talks about Jesus tells us, hallelujah, that there will be wars and rumors of wars. And we see these things unfolding. We see the earthquakes and we see the signs in the sky. And, you know, we see the famines and the, you know, the love of people for God waxing cold. Just so many signs that are unfolding. Knowledge increasing at a crazy a rate, hallelujah, just 100 years ago, if you think about it, in 1924, and where we are, where we have come from 1924 to 2024, the increase of knowledge, crazy, right? These are the things that generations ago, they only could imagine, if they could imagine, could be so. We're living in those days. So I say to you, fear not, all right? You're in God's hands. If you're not in God's hands, what you got to lose? Everything to gain, right? Lord, you got the whole world in your hands. I want to be held and kept in your hands. I ask you to pray for Jerusalem. Pray for America. Pray for America. Amen. If you pray or if you don't, pray for your neighbor. Pray for your family. There are benefits and blessings to praying. It gives us a deeper connection with God. It gives us a deeper understanding about important spiritual truths that we would not otherwise be able to receive. But when we pray, seek God in his kingdom, and the things that we are needing, the answers we are seeking, all everything else will be added to us. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let the people of God say amen and amen. This is Pastor Kimmy, a perpetual optimist. Oh my, I have gone way beyond time. Praise the Lord. So we're going to get ready to go. We got one more song for you, beloved. I want to just make a couple of announcements. Hallelujah. On today is Good Deeds Day. Good Deeds Day. So do a good deed for somebody, all right? Volunteer Appreciation Day. Appreciate all you volunteers. Appreciate you volunteers who work with us, with Bro and Sis, God Belong in Our County, Overcomer Ministries, those who work with us in the National Day of Prayer or the March for Jesus or Juneteenth or the Gospel Celebration at the Fairground or any other ministry outreaches to the families of the bereaved. I just thank you for all the volunteers. You know who you are out there who serve for no money like we do here on the radio. No recompense, right? Just give out of love for others and love for what you do. Happy Volunteers Appreciation Month and Appreciation Day to you. Passover, April 22nd to 30th. Ooh, would it be a miracle and a blessing from God if there could be a ceasefire for Passover and maybe extend beyond? And on April 21st, Crime Victims Day, there's going to be an observance that is being sponsored by Perfect 10 and a group called Queens that serves the young women at Perfect 10. And that's going to be on April 21st and at the Hudson Public Library. So we invite you to come. It's going to start at 4:00, all right? Put those things on your calendar. We hope that we'll see you out there. I'll be at the First Presbyterian Church in a little bit, almost an hour, 2 hours, 10:45. So if you're in the area, come on by. I'll be preaching the word of God today. We're going to be singing. We're going to be praying. We're going to worship the Lord in spirit and truth, all right? I pray, beloved, that you will find peace in the midst of the storm, that you will know the God who's with the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, the God who was with Daniel in the lion's den, the God who brought the people of Israel and the people of enslaved Americans out of bondage. I pray that you get to know him even more this day. Until we meet or speak again, happy birthday to you, April birthdays. And God bless you and be with you. And pray for me, beloved. I'm praying for you. All things are working. Josh Copeland, we're going to lead out with that song. And let that be your testimony. All things are working together for your good. God bless you till we meet or speak again.